भनिहाल्छ।
यदा पुरुषात्मानं एकमादर्श चक्षुषो
एकमादर्श चक्षुषो
यदा
Translation as a person sees the reflection of his body in a mirror to be one with himself and not different. Whereas others actually see two bodies, so in our material condition in which a living entity is affected and yet not affected, there is a difference between God and the living entity. Therefore, being affected by the conditioning of matter, my body philosophers cannot see the difference between the spring water and the living entity. When the sun is reflected in the pot of water, the sun knows that there is no difference between himself and the reflected sun in the water. Those in ignorance, however, perceive that there are many small suns reflected in each and every pot. As far as the brilliance is concerned, there is brilliance both in the original sun and in the reflections, but the reflections are small, whereas the original sun is very large. The Vaishnava philosophers conclude that the living entity is simply a small sample of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Qualitatively, God and the living entities are one, but quantitatively, the living entities are small fragments of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is full, powerful, and opulent. In the previous verse, the Lord says, "My dear friend, I and you are not different." This non-difference refers to qualitative oneness, whether it was not necessary for the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality, to remind the conditioned soul that he is not one in quantity. The self-realized soul never thinks that he and the Supreme Personality of God are one in every respect. Although he and the Supreme Personality of God are one in quality, the living entity is prone to forget his spiritual identity, whereas the Supreme Personality never forgets. And this is the difference between Alipta and Alipta. The Supreme Personality of God is eternally Alipta, contaminated by the external energy. Conditioned soul, however, being in contact with material nature, forgets its real identity. Therefore, when he sees himself in the conditioned state, he identifies himself with the body. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, there is no difference between the body and the soul. He is completely soul. He has no material body. Although the super soul, Paramatma, and the individual soul are both within the body, the super soul is devoid of designation, whereas the conditioned soul is designated by this particular type of body. The super soul is called Antaryami, and he is extensive. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The sign of Bharati, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. The super soul is present in everyone's body, whereas the individual soul is conditioned in one particular type of body. The individual soul cannot understand what is taking place in another's body, but the Supreme knows, super soul knows very well what is happening in all bodies. In other words, the super soul is always present in his full spiritual position, whereas the individual soul is prone to forget himself. Nor is the individual soul present everywhere. Generally, in his conditioned state, the individual soul cannot understand his relationship with the super soul, but sometimes when he is free from all conditional existence, he can see the real difference between the super soul and himself. When the super soul tells the conditioned soul, "You and I are one and the same," it is to remind the conditioned soul of his spiritual identity as being qualitatively one. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Yatolmukha Vishpulingad Duma Vapi Svat Sambhava Apyatma Vena Vimata Yatagni Prita Umukha. Fire has different features that explain sparks in the smoke. Although there is these are one in quality, and there is still a difference between the fire, the flame, the spark, and the smoke. The living entity becomes conditioned, but the Supreme Personality of God is different because it has not become conditioned at any point. In the Vedas it is stated, Atma Tattva Drashta Bhagavan Ramasamitam. Atma is the individual soul as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the seeker of everything. Although both are spirit, there is always a difference. In the Smriti it is said, Yatagne Chudra Vispulinga Vicharanti. Just as sparks manifest in a large fire, some of the small individual souls are present in the big spiritual fire. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Krishna says, Mastani Sarva Bhutani Nachaham Pishabhastataha. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Although all living beings are resting in him as small fiery sparks rest on a large flame, both are differently situated. Similarly, in the Vishnu Purana, it is said, fire is situated in one place by distributing heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of God is distributing his energies in different ways. The living entity is but one of these energies, marginal energy. The energy and energetic are one in one sense, but they are differently situated as energy and energetic. Similarly, the Satchidananda form confirmed in Brahma Samhita is different from that of the living entity in both his conditioned and liberated states. Only atheists consider the living entity and the personality of God equal in all respects. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, if one follows the instructions of Mayavadi philosophers and believes in the Supreme Personality of God and individual soul are one, his understanding of real philosophy is forever doomed. Translation is, a person sees the reflection of his body in a mirror to be one with himself and not different, whereas others actually see two bodies. So in our material condition, in which a living entity is affected and yet not affected, there is a difference between God and the living entity. So, though the previous verse talked about oneness, in this verse we see the Supreme Lord talking about difference. Antaram avayo, we are actually different. The two statements look a little contradictory. The Lord says we are one and we are also different. We are the same, but we are different. So, one way of analyzing this, of course, is to say that oneness does not mean absolute oneness, but partial oneness. So, as Prabhupada explains in the purport, they are qualitatively one, so they are similar because of similar qualities. In that sense, they are the same. But as far as quantity, they are different. In other words, the powers of the Supreme Lord are much greater than those of the Jiva. So that's one way of explaining it, and we take the meaning of oneness not literally. Of course, the other way, one could also argue, well, why don't we take difference and analyze that and say that is not, it doesn't really mean difference, just as we say oneness. So actually we say absolute oneness, and when it says difference, it doesn't mean real difference. It means some illusory difference, that we think they're different, but they're not different. This, of course, is what the impersonalists will do. They will say, yes, we are one. That is the absolute statement, and the difference statement, we will interpret that one. And it doesn't mean real difference, but there's an illusion of difference. So that is the what the impersonalists will do. So in either case, one has to explain when there is a contrary statement. You know, one says one says two. So how do we explain these two statements? So these are alternative methods. The Vaishnavas will say, okay, we'll interpret oneness, and the impersonal will say, we'll interpret duality, and say it's not absolute duality. Of course, Lord Chaitanya says, well, oneness and difference simultaneously. So, in other words, he says, though one and two are contrary, can't have real meaning. Both states can exist in the Supreme Lord by the inconceivable energy. He can be one and he can also be different from the Jiva simultaneously without having to interpret oneness or difference. So there's absolute oneness and absolute difference. You could say that also. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya has the philosophy of Chintya Veda Veda. What is the oneness though? So often, even our acharyas will explain oneness in terms of some qualification of oneness. Oneness in the sense of the Shakti and the Shaktiman being one, in that sense, one. So the source of Shakti is the Supreme Lord, and the Shakti is a Jiva Shakti, or also the Achit Shakti, material energy. They are one with the Shaktiman. In that sense, they are one. So this is another way of explaining it. Somewhat similar to the first interpretation, we have not absolute oneness. We can, another way of interpreting it is in terms of Vishishtadvaita, oneness with qualification. The pot is one, but yet the pot has qualities attached to it, which makes some sort of difference there in the pot. So the pot is white and the pot is a round shape or whatever. So roundness and whiteness are qualities of the pot. So though the pot is one, these qualities are inherently attached to it. So these are the differences. So there is difference in the oneness that way. That's how they explain the duality within the oneness. With emphasis upon the oneness, of course. Whereas Lord Chaitanya takes the middle ground, says oneness and difference. And on the other hand, Madhvacharya will take difference and no oneness. So he said, in other words, Madhvacharya will say actually there is not oneness. They are different. So in other words, of course he recognizes that there is similar qualities of Jiva and Supreme Lord, but he emphasizes the difference more. The greatness of the Lord is completely different from the minuteness of the living entity. So he emphasizes the differences more, whereas Ramanujacharya emphasizes the oneness. In any case, both will recognize difference and some similarity also, but they will express it differently. So Lord Chaitanya expresses it in terms of equal oneness and difference. But under analysis, of course, again we see that oneness is not literal oneness, because they are oneness in terms of Shakti and Shaktiman, etc. But nevertheless, we say there's a little bit of a balance between oneness and difference. This, of course, becomes also somewhat necessary or favorable for our other philosophy in terms of rasa. We know in other sampradayas, the Vaishnava sampradayas, the concept is the Lord is the Supreme and the Jiva is the servant, so it is dasya rasa. And difference will emphasize that a lot. Whereas in the Gaudiya philosophy we have various other relationships in which the Jiva and the Lord act as equals or as superior to the Lord and Vatsalya Rasa, or Sakya and Vatsalya Mara as equals with intimate relationships. So therefore the idea of great difference is not so prominent in these rasas, which are more prominent in our sampradaya. And therefore this philosophy also, oneness and difference, tends to be more favorable to that, rather than emphasize the great difference between the Jiva and the Lord. We get rasas which and the Lord and the Jivas act equally, and the philosophy of Chintya Veda Veda more or less is in that same direction. So, in any case, here we have a clear distinction between Jiva and his body, and Jiva and the Supreme Lord. But jiva and the body are very different. But the Supreme, the jiva thinks in terms of oneness there. I am the body. And then we have jiva and the Supreme Lord, which they are one in the sense that they're both spiritual, and it's not like matter and body and the jiva where they're one is achit and one is chit. So there is similarity in that sense. And then we also have difference in the sense that this verse says that we have Supreme Lord and the jiva, though they are similar, they are also different because jiva is subject to ignorance in the material body and the Supreme Lord isn't. So in other words, there is difference in shakti, there's difference in knowledge, difference in bliss, etc. of the between the jiva and the Supreme Lord. So these are the basic premises of Vaishnava philosophy, and all Vaishnavas will agree to this, these basic premises. How they explain it, of course, the difference and the oneness, etc., gives rise to different philosophies like Shishtadvaita, Dvaita, and Tinchavaita Veda philosophy. But the basic principles are ultimately the same in terms of difference and oneness, etc. In the purport, there's the example given from Bhagavatam and also from Upanishads of the spark of the flame, the fire, to show that there's similarity in the sense of light. There's difference in the sense that the spark, when it moves away from the fire, loses its light. When it comes close to the fire, then it lights up again. So there's some difference also. One is the source of the other, and the spark is dependent on the fire for its qualities. So there's a difference, and there's also a similarity. So that explains it. The other example is that of the sunlight and the sun, where we have the sun as the source, and without that we don't have sunlight. But nevertheless, the sunlight has qualities of the sun, but not in the same proportion as the sun. But nevertheless, the qualities are there. So there, again, we find similarity of quality, but at the same time, difference in terms of sunlight being dependent upon the sun itself. So these examples are given in scriptures also.
Also like to honor His Grace Rasika Rasa Prabhu from Malaysia. He is a disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.